Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Tuan. I am the host and executive producer of Tuan Talk Daily Devotional, and I want to welcome you to episode 17 of Tuan Talk Daily Devotional, and our topic today will be on faith. Bear with me one moment while I connect our Facebook Live audience. Thank you so much for your patience. I hope everyone is doing well today. Right. Okay, and Facebook Live is connecting. Thank you so much for your patience. Hello, everyone. This is Sister Twan, and I want to welcome you on this fabulous Tuesday, this thriving Tuesday, to episode 17 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional. Today, we're going to talk about faith, and then we're going to get into our today's daily devotional. I want to thank you so much for watching. Miss you so much. And I have been busy being productive, as I'm sure you have as well, but it's so wonderful when I can take the time, by God's grace, to connect with you, love on you, and get into the Word, because I love sharing the Word of God with you, and I love reading God's Word. So I want to welcome you, like I said, to episode 17 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional, and today we're going to talk about faith, and I always like to give a spiritual definition when we begin a program. And so, according to my dictionary, faith, one of the theological, God-given, and God-directed virtues or powers infused into the soul with sanctifying grace. Faith is both a grace and a human act, according to the Catechism. Believing is possible only by grace and the interior help of the Holy Spirit, but it is no less true that believing is an authentically human act. Trusting in God and cleaving to the truths He has revealed is contrary neither to human freedom nor to human reason. Faith seeks understanding. It is intrinsic to faith that a believer desires to know better the one in whom he has put his faith and to understand better what God has revealed. A more penetrating knowledge will in turn call forth a greater faith, increasingly set afire by love. The grace of faith opens the eyes of your heart to a lively understanding of the contents of Revelation, that is, the totality of God's plan and the mysteries of faith, of their connection with each other and with Christ, the center of the revealed mystery. The same Holy Spirit constantly perfects faith by His gifts, so that Revelation may be more and more profoundly understood. In the words of St. Augustine, I believe in order to understand, and I understand the better I believe. Wow. We're talking about faith on today. Glory be to God. So, family, in the same vein of faith, I want to share with you two encouraging scriptures right now before we continue on with today's daily devotional. And this is from The Power of Positive Thinking. And one of the scriptures is, if ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. This is Matthew 17:20. If you, meaning you, have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Also, if for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. And I share this with you because sometimes family and life, where we're trying new things, but we're just going through life, we encounter the spirit of fear, and we become just engulfed in that fear, and we are afraid to step out of our comfort zone, or we keep playing in our heads, well, what if this happens? Well, what if this happens? If I do this, what if this happens? And then worry sets in, and then the combination of fear and worry is just terrible. And so I encourage you, family, to have faith on today and take solace in these scriptures. If ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing is impossible to God. And so let's rely on his word today. Let's increase our faith today by God's grace. If ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you, meaning there is nothing you cannot do with the help of the Lord. So be encouraged on today. And then also, family, sometimes we get to thinking that everything is against us and the world is against us, and sometimes we feel like giving up. But I want to encourage you on today with this scripture. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, family, who can be against us? So be encouraged that God is with you, and God has poured into you and is poured into you everything that you need to be a success today and to prosper. So if God be for you, gives you, and I see you, my Facebook family, and I love you so much, and I thank you so much for watching. So, family, anytime that doubt or fear or despair comes upon you when you are stepping out on faith to do something, or you're just going through your day and all of a sudden fear and worry and doubt sets in, or defeat, the feelings of defeat sets in, think of these scriptures. If ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you, and get your confidence back. Think of this other scripture. If God be for us, who can be against us? Wow, this is so powerful, and I pray that you receive it on today. That is Romans 8:31. And the other scripture is Matthew 7:20. If ye have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. I pray you believe it and you receive it on today. And so, family, let's get into today's daily devotional. And I am coming to you from Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through 41. I love you so much right now. And this is the denunciation of the Pharisees and scholars of the law. And it reads, after he had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of your cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. Wow, family, is Jesus saying here? Family is so good, and it is so easy for us sometimes to dress up the outside and go along with the facade and make people think that everything is okay, and to live that lie, basically. And inside, family, we are decaying. Inside, we are slowly dying, family, because we are not taking care of the inside man. We are not taking care of our soul, which is going to live eternal, family. And family, so what I want to encourage you on today is, while you're taking care of your outside man, make sure you're taking in your outside appearance and everything. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself internally. Make sure you're taking care of yourself spiritually. Make sure that you're getting into the Word, studying the Word, meditating on God's Word. And don't grow weary in well-doing. And know, family, that it's not good to try to keep up appearances. And sometimes it's okay to seek help, even if you're not okay, especially if you're not okay. It's sometimes okay to seek help or to let people know that, hey, today is a challenging day for me. In all our getting, family, let's get understanding. And so I encourage you on today, as you are taking care of your outer self, as you are working towards your goals and striving to achieve your latest initiatives, your latest goals, make sure that you are feeding your spirit man, your spirit woman. Make sure that you are encouraging yourself. Make sure that you are being confident in the things of God. Make sure that you are not lacking spiritually, family, and God will bless you, and all will be well with you, family. It does us no good to be beautiful and handsome on the outside and be so unattractive and so spiritually depleted on the inside. So let's take care of make sure that we're feeding our soul and feeding our spirit, because that is what's going to last. And I love you so much. So I pray that you are being blessed by today's daily devotional. As I mentioned, family, I've missed you so much, but duty calls. And so I'm so grateful that I am with you on today. So I say to you, I am crucified with Christ, yet I live. No longer I, but Christ lives in me. I live by faith in the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself up for me. And our responsive reading today is, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. Firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word today, and night to night imparts knowledge. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth, their voice resounds, and the end of the world, their message. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Alleluia, alleluia. The Word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Wow, family, isn't that beautiful? The heavens proclaim the glory of God. What are we proclaiming on today? Let's do as the heavens do, and let's proclaim the glory of God. I love you so much. Oh, I see that Eden Garden, Louisville is watching. I love you so, so much, Pastor Isaac. And I love your wife so much, Mother Bamusa. I love you so much. I see that Joshua is watching. And I just love you so much on today. And I want to encourage you to not grow weary in well-doing, and know that your breakthrough is right around the corner. You are on the cusp of your breakthrough. It's so easy, especially as believers, to go through the motions. If we are spiritual, we know when to say amen, I want to say hallelujah, I want to sit up, I want to get up, stand up and sit down and go through the motions. But sometimes, family, we have to enter into God's rest, enter into God's peace, so that all will be well with us and our life, and that we can be a light in a dark place. So I want to encourage you on today, know that everything is possible with God. And I want you to be confident in this one thing, knowing that he has called you to be the head. hell, above and not beneath, always abounding. Our Lord and our Savior, in Him do we trust. Who are you trusting in on today? What report, as I often say, are you choosing to believe? Don't believe the lies of the lesser light and the adversary. No. Know that your labor is not in vain. And sometimes, family, it's not what we do when people are watching. It's what we do when no one is watching at all, or when we think no one is watching. Guess what? God is watching, and God is so faithful and so just, family, and God will promote you. If you be faithful over a few things, God will make you ruler over many. This is a season of expansion. This is a harvest season. I feel it within my spirit. Right now, a lot of you believers have been sowing and sowing and sowing, sowing in time, sowing in faithfulness, sowing in your gifts, sowing in your callings. And this is your time now to reap the good harvest. And so God bless you on today. I pray you were blessed by today's lesson and devotional. I want to give a few shout-outs. I want to give a few shout-outs before I end this. I want to say hello to Brother Gerard Caesar. Good day, sis. Yes, good day. Hey, good day, Brother Gerard. I love you so much. Lasagna, I want to give a shout-out to you. Jose Luis, I want to give a shout-out to you. God bless you. And I love you so much, family. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you tomorrow, presently at 10 a.m. And God bless you. God bless you on today. And know that I believe in you because Christ believes in you first. I love you so much. My name is Sister Twan, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to episode 17 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional. I'll see you tomorrow, by God's grace. Go and have fun today. Go and make someone's day today. You are the light of the world. You are the beacon. And God has equipped you with everything you need to succeed. I want you to believe it and to receive it on today. I believe it for you. Before we go, I always forget to do this sometimes. Let's close in some general prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, one without end. Amen. I love you so much on today. Bear with me one moment. I love you so much on today, and I have a call coming through, but it's okay. All right, sorry about that, family. I had a call coming through. I love you so much. I will see you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye. I love you. See you tomorrow.